Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 268 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyree, your host once again. And today my guest is Vikram Rajan. Now, Vikram, or Vic, runs a couple of different companies, as you'll hear, Phone Blogger and Video Socials. And I think both of them, frankly, are game changers in terms of solving some of the issues that attorneys have with content marketing, whether it be blogging or video. And we all know what some of the hesitancies are, or the difficulties are with respect to blogging on a consistent basis or creating those videos that are also important with connecting with your audience. And Vikram and his team, I think, have really solved the problem, frankly, and made it a lot easier, a lot more enjoyable, and a lot more efficient. So if you're intrigued, take a listen. He has a lot to offer. And so without any further delay, here is Vikram Rajan. Vikram Rajan, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you, Neil.
I'm delighted to have you with us today, Vikram. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Sure. I am the co-founder of two services that cater predominantly to boutique, small firm, solo lawyers. That's phoneblogger.net and now videosocials.net. We started Phone Blogger many years ago when written blogs was the primary way, especially online, for our type of clients to stay top of mind with their referral relationships and potential clients. But very similar to the world of video blogging, our type of clients, you know, they are busy working with the clients, doing the real work, so to speak, doing the billable work, maybe stuck with the billable hour. And they didn't have the time to sit down and write their articles on a consistent basis, as well as to optimize it for the web. And so we started brainstorming topics with them over the phone and then doing these short telephone interviews that we would audio record and then transcribe and turn into written articles using their words and their personality. So it stays within the attorney advertising guidelines, but it took a lot of the grunt work out of our clients' shoulders. And we did it for them. And with their approval and the disclaimers attached, we published their blog on, of course, their website, but LinkedIn, email, newsletters, the whole bit. So we call that Phone Blogger. But then a couple of years ago, a funny thing happened. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, announced that they were going mobile first and they were going video first. And that didn't really affect our clients too much, Neil, because most of our clients, you know, they may hang out on Facebook, but as a professional, they're really posting on LinkedIn. And yeah, so
and 2 years ago, most attorneys weren't paying attention to video content anyway.
Correct. And so that was actually that became the real challenge. So you got to figured it out that getting our clients to get on video was a challenge. And we're not videographers. So we would forward them and refer them to videographers and, you know, spend an afternoon, do a whole dozen videos, and they'll get onto YouTube. And once it's there, we can post it on Facebook, LinkedIn, get an email, the whole bit on their website. And, you know, a couple of weeks would go by and we'd say, hey, whatever happened with that? Did you ever get a chance to record a video? Oh yeah, no, I'll get around to it. A couple of months would go by. And then, no, that was like 6-7 months later, and it's not our primary business, but we needed to make it really important in their marketing, especially as LinkedIn then followed suit the following year. I want to say that's 2018, because that would became, from memory serves me correctly, that became the year that we started kind of badgering our clients to get into video, and it wasn't happening, Neil. So by the end of 2018, My partner Mark and I, we had to figure out how to get our clients out of their own way. How can we make this convenient for them, hopefully even fun? And my partner Mark was the president of the largest Toastmasters chapter out in Hawaii right after his Coast Guard days. And I said, well, Mark, what if we kind of did like a Toastmasters on Zoom, where it wouldn't be a networking group where everyone kind of says their elevator pitch, but similar to that, they could just do a 2 to 3 minute presentation, kind of like what we do at PhoneBlogger, but now on video. And we're like, all right, let's just start it. Let's invite our clients and do 7 or 8 people at a time within, you know, half an hour to an hour at most. And we'll each take a turn and we'll record it. And that becomes your video blog. And we can facilitate a nice peer exchange of what they did well in their presentation, what was memorable, what could we do differently as a presenter? Do I know anyone I could share your video with? So there is that definitely that give and take and networking aspect to it. We needed a name for it. And so it was very fun, like a party. And of course, it's on social media. So I said, why don't we call this video socials? I'll kind of stop where part two, where we needed to figure out how to get the videos posted. So we created a software automation to get the videos branded with captions and disclaimers and their logo and automatically posted on all the major social media.
All right. Well, that's a great overview. Let's kind of circle back and kind of dig in a little bit so we have a little better understanding. I mean, I think you hit all the pain points right off the bat that most attorneys have with respect to content marketing, whether it be video or blogging, frankly. And that's that age old challenge of, you know, I'm an attorney, you know, bad enough, I got to be a business owner. Now you got to tell me I got to be a media mogul. So, you know, that push and pull is really tough for attorneys. So PhoneBlogger is still up and running, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a good number of clients and our staff predominantly works on PhoneBlogger, clients around the country. And we work also with accountants and consultants, but predominantly attorneys for all the reasons you just mentioned, Neil. So, yeah, it's you know, it's kind of old dog, new trick, so to speak. A lot of our PhoneBlogger clients, they enjoy the world of written articles. And, you know, written articles still perform well, especially from a search engine standpoint. A lot of people still prefer reading over watching. There's a skimming aspect that's good for articles, quoting an email. But with video, you know, it's the know, like, and trust aspect. It's faster to create it. The algorithms prioritize it. So there's and then with video, you can transcribe it. So, you know, we have Alexa automation that creates the captions and, of course, the transcription. So we can create read-along verbatim versions of a video and thus fulfill the written blogging requirements, so to speak, for search engines.
Well, I think now there was a time when the two were separate. You either blogged or you did video content. But now there's such an overlap and the reusability factor that they're almost one and the same. I still agree with you. I think there are advantages to both approaches to getting your content out there. One of the challenges that attorneys always had with third-party bloggers writing on their behalf is, gee, how do I get them to write in my voice? How do I get it to sound like it's me? And, you know, that's just from an appearance and a, you know, acceptability perspective. But more importantly, I want it to be authentic. I don't want this to be just a billboard where any Tom, Dick, and Harry can come in and write on my blog. So I think PhoneBlogger as a platform, as a model, really addressed those questions.
Yeah, you're spot on with that, Neil, because for us, it's not so much the information, so to speak. The information is sort of a commodity. You know, they are, our clients are thought leaders, even if they don't consider themselves, they are nonetheless subject matter experts. And, you know, there's that old phrase, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care, right? And so that passion, that personality, even if they're not the most exciting writer or speaker, video or written, the feel comes through of who they are. And we want to work with someone that, of course, is knowledgeable, but isn't just checking it, you know, and phoning it in figuratively, because literally they may be doing it by PhoneBlogger. Yeah. But we want that thought leadership and that personality to come through. And of course, on video, it's even more so.
Right. Well, the thing that I like about it is that I can rely on your expertise to make my thoughts, my words more impactful.
Correct.
Because, as you said, I may not be a great writer of prose, but I know what I'm talking about.
Correct.
And then the other aspect that I like about it is that, you know, a lot of us attorneys are on the go 24/7.
Right.
And it's hard. One of the drawbacks to blogging was taking the time to sit down in front of the computer for an hour or so to bang out a blog post. But now I can do it talking to you over the phone, you know, with my headsets on, my AirPods in, or from the car, and we can have that conversation to create the essence of the content for the blog piece. And then, you know, pretty much essentially by the time I get back to the office, wherever that office may be, you're going to be well on your way to having that ready for me.
Yeah. And they're short because, right, you know, my saying is, if you can say it in 4 minutes, they can read it in 4 minutes. And that's the optimal length of a blog post. You know, this is not meant to be
a long form
case study or a legal brief, right? It's meant to be short and simple, leaving them wanting and asking for more, because that is a marketing tool. So we want them asking questions. It's not, you know, yes, it could be part of a larger work, a book, et cetera. But the blog post itself, about 400 or 500 words is an optimal length. Could be longer, but, you know, after about 700 words, you're starting to lose people. And the whole point is to get to that call to action. So we want to chop it up into part one, part two. But you're spot on. So they can literally do it in their car, but hopefully they're safe while they're doing it.
Sure, sure.
But preferably in their office, even better. But yeah, it's a 4 minute conversation. And if they're rambling to the speak for 10 minutes, that's great. And that's long. And we can probably get 2 or 3 articles out of that. So they could be done for the month, so to speak, in 10 minutes.
Well, and you know, if you had any doubt about the validity of what Vikram is saying there in terms of how long people will spend reading your blog post, go to your Google Analytics page or Google Search Console and look at the amount of time that that people spend on your blog post pages.
Yeah.
It's not 10 minutes, I tell you that.
Right. It's a depressingly low number.
It is depressingly low. And so you need to get their attention quickly. And most people are going to breeze over it, but the ones who are going to stay and at least drive that analytic number up a tiny bit to maybe a minute,
maybe
a minute and a half.
If
on average your user is a minute and a half, you are crushing it.
Correct.
In terms of content.
And it's exactly those same numbers really go for video as well, which is why we say a 2 minute video is a good round number. We actually cut off our members after 3 minutes, and to kind of work their muscles, so to speak, so that they're not rushed in the 2 minutes. And it's not just a pitch in 2 minutes, but it really is substantive and an aha and an insight. That's usually what gets shared. I mean, yeah, sure, get your elevator pitch recorded, get a profile video recorded. But, you know, after you do one or two of those, it's really nuggets of knowledge that really people are like, huh, never thought of it that way. Or, oh, well, that was a great reminder. I need to comment. I need to forward. I need to share this.
Yeah, and the potential clients don't really care about the elevator pitch or their profile.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, after the first time they hear it, they want value. They want something that is of use to them. Before we shift over to video, then I just want to make sure that I understand the model for PhoneBlogger. So you have this conversation with the client, and you've got a 400 to 500 word blog post written. What do you do with that? You just send that back to the attorney, and they're responsible for doing whatever they want to do with it, or do you provide another service?
That would be phenomenal, Neil. So we know we have to be soup to nuts for our clients and really get the job done. So we actually schedule a series of telephone appointments, first one being recording and the second one being approval. Because what we found very early on is that just emailing them for their approval of saying, hey, Neil, take a look at this. It's a 4 minute read. Let me know what you think. When you approve it, we'll get it onto your website. Well,
black hole.
Weeks will go by. Weeks will go by. And it's like, this is ridiculous. This is literally 4 minutes of their time. And so we learned early on, let's just have a standing appointment. we'll kind of block into your calendar for about, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, just so that we're not rushed if you're running late or at least you can buy back some time. And in that, essentially, we're going to essentially watch you read a 4-minute article. So it's like, all right, sit there, read it. And it forces it into our client's calendar. And it sounds silly, but it's necessary. It works. Now you're done. After 10 minutes, you read it, you make some minor edits, and it's approved. Now it's done. You can move on with actually the real work. And then we handle it. To answer your question, Neil, we handle the rest. So publishing it on their blog website, optimizing it with a copyright approved image, getting all the SEO tags there, posting it on their social media, making it relevant there, even putting it together into an email newsletter, since more people check more email more times a day, even more than social media. And, you know, we're all overwhelmed and drowning in email, but there's, you know, no better way of staying top of mind, being in the right place at the right time. So putting it into email, kind of soup to nuts, getting it done from a word of mouth marketing standpoint, using the internet with their written articles. So it's literally, they just have to kind of talk to us for a couple of minutes every week to make sure that there's that momentum. And once we have a couple of articles in the bank, we're able to reuse, repurpose, repost, and we could really do a lot with the written articles.
It's a fascinating model because it really, on the front end, you've addressed all the hesitancies and the reasons why people don't do content marketing. And on the back end, you've addressed all the reasons why they don't do it consistently. You've made it kind of seamless. And I like the idea, once I chat with you and you write up the blog post and I read it and approve it, then I can go to bed knowing it's going to make it to all my platforms as it's supposed to, when it's supposed to, and, you know, I don't have to worry about it.
And then we notify you that's like, hey, you got published and posted, because inevitably someone will reply or pardon, send you an email like, hey, I read your article, and you don't want to get blindsided. Like, which article? So we let you know. Because we are essentially your concierge. We're your editor. You, as a client, are the author. These are your words and your personality embedded in the article. So we still consider you the author of the article. We are your editor and promoter of that article, and making sure it gets done.
This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is brought to you by Center Stage and the Law Firm Marketing Minute, two great podcasts produced by Spotlight Branding. We're a legal marketing company providing content marketing for law firms that actually works. And we created these shows as a free resource to help lawyers like you learn more about marketing and business development. Every Monday, the Law Firm Marketing Minute arrives with a short 10-minute dose of marketing tips and inspiration to help you grow your firm. On Wednesdays, Center Stage arrives with perspective from other lawyers and legal industry experts to help you tackle marketing and other business development challenges. Check both of these shows out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. Both shows make great companions for the law entrepreneur, so subscribe today. Hope to see you there soon.
Now, if you've been a listener of this podcast for any time, you know that I sing the praises of Ruby all the time because they're really responsible in my own practice for helping me grow my business, deliver personalized experience to my clients, you know, building customer loyalty, really, in terms of having a consistent front-facing office partner in Ruby, and allows me to stay connected anywhere, anytime to my business through their services. So I can't say enough about Ruby. I'm delighted to have them and continue to have them as a sponsor of this podcast. And this episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight, the all-in-one contact relationship manager, or CRM. I've been using Daylight for well over 10 years now, and it's the best CRM for business on the Mac and iPhone. And despite having a case management platform that I'm very happy with, I still use Daylight to handle all of my many other law firm needs. When you're running your own law firm, it can be difficult to stay on top of follow-ups, keep track of details and communication, and stay aware of what needs to be done next on each project. Daylight organizes everything in one place, so you don't have to rely on your memory to keep it all straight. If you're feeling like it's time to upgrade from spreadsheets to a CRM, check out Daylight. You can download it from the App Store or visit www.marketcircle.com and try it free for 30 days. On top of that, you can get your first free month
or first month free when you tell them you heard about Daylight here on The Law Entrepreneur. Daylight by Market Circle, staying top of mind without the stress. So with that clear understanding of what PhoneBlocker does, and I was at that point where I was doing you know, a blog post a week.
Yep.
And you know, I got a lot of mileage out of my content marketing, and I still do.
Yeah.
But when the shift came to video, you know, I had a whole lot of other concerns, a whole lot of other issues, not the least of which was, and we've talked about this many times on the podcast, you know, I kept saying to myself, I'll get started with video marketing just as soon as I get those 10 pounds off.
Sure.
You know, and sure. What that's proven to me is that that ain't motivation enough to get those 10 pounds off. So, all right, let's move on then. And so you've got some of the similar concerns
yep. in
video, but some other ones. You've yep. got, you know, it's kind of daunting to attorneys. They can wrap their head around the written word and mm-hmm. writing a blog post. But the whole idea of creating video content, well, we've kind of moved closer to making it a ubiquitous talent because now everybody can take a video on their phone.
Sure.
And many can edit it.
Yeah.
Okay. But we've still got the same issues about how do I make that video available on all my channels? How do I do this in a way that doesn't take me 2 or 3 days or 3 or 4 virtual assistants. So yep. let's go through the process then the Video Socialist does, because I think it takes the PhoneBlogger metaphor and really kind of updates it for today's reality.
Yeah, very much so. It's kind of we built it on the same appointment principles of accountability to know that that's what it takes to be consistent, but then added the interaction as a community so that a couple of things happen in that regard. So from a logistical standpoint, it will feel like, for good and bad, it'll feel like a networking group on Zoom with about 7 or 8 other professionals, mainly attorneys, on Zoom, as I mentioned. And so the same butt-numbing experience that you would get at a conference or a birthday party or a networking mm-hmm. group on Zoom could potentially feel that way on video socials, except for that it's extremely interactive and extremely short. It's 45 minutes video blogging together, fun and done. So it's very much bundled with networking, but you're there as a participant getting your video blog recorded in front of that small live audience. Where you get to know each other. It's very much a peer community. You are somebody else's audience and focus group member, giving feedback in addition to getting feedback, let alone actual referrals and developing the cross-promotion relationships. So you're getting it done in a fun way. And so that helps with that butt-numbing Zoom fatigue where you're just sitting there and watching, hearing people drone on and on. Here, it's very short and pithy. It's a lot of fun in between. People are clapping for each other, really getting to know each other. Now, the topics are serious. So, you know, some of them could be fun, but for the most part, you know, for your everyday matrimonial attorney or trust and estates lawyer or even forensic accountant, you know, these are serious topics, nuggets of knowledge. So it's interesting and informative, but they're not silly or, you know, they're not TikTok crowd, so to speak. These right. are well-seasoned, well-connected professionals, much like yourself, Neil, and you know some of our members. And so from that aspect, it's appointment-based support community, especially for those of us who can't seem to get around to doing videos on our own. Yeah. However, a good percentage, 10-15% of our members write their own blogs, create their own videos, they have podcasts. So it's not about just discipline. It is about tapping into that community. For me, I think of the analogy of you have a bicycle, you can go for a bike ride on your own, and that's great. We're all for that. But then there's a value to being part of a Peloton, figuratively a group of riders, and then literally Peloton as a virtual workout. And so it's still a solo sport. You're still you on a video, but it's erases that staring into the black hole of a camera aspect, that loneliness aspect. And it bundles it with that networking community where it's more fun with friends. And so part one of Video Socials are these video blogging clubs. And then you get a link to your video on Brander, which is our app, to it automatically adds your end screen with your logo and contact info, and the attorney advertising disclaimers get added automatically. You can push a button, and I mentioned Alexa will transcribe your video into a read-along written article, into captions, subtitles right on your video. And we're automation partners with YouTube, Facebook Live, LinkedIn, WordPress, that a lot of websites are built on. So you push a button and your video automatically gets posted to wherever you want it to, or you can have us push the button for you. You can do automation or delegation, whichever one floats your boat. And then comes part three of Video Socials, kind of back to part one, where our members are able to get to know one another. And it's really neat to watch you record a video in front of me. And then the next day I see that video on LinkedIn. It's cool, I was in the room when it happened. So I click like on your video, I click share on your video, because I've gotten to know you as a colleague. Inevitably, reciprocity, you'll do the same for me. And now we've multiplied each other's outreach, not in any kind of forced up obligatory way, but really because we've become colleagues and friends. We've gamified it. We've made it fun. Our members win rewards points when they post a video and share other people's videos, and they use those points towards captioning. But the real reason is really out of the collegial friendship, so to speak. And even more so, Neil, when you record a video and I ask you a question about it, I go, hey, you know, you seem to rush over that second point. You might want to create another video about just that second bullet point that you kind of rushed over. And then next week when you actually do it, like, hey, that's kind of cool. Neil took me seriously and created a video around the idea I gave him. And so even more so, I feel invested in your marketing, and then vice versa. You're going to give me ideas and topics. And so there's a fun team community.
Well, aside from just the economy of scale and making things easier to do, what I find really interesting is the value-added component that Video Socials provides. Because let's just take a step back for a second and say, what have we been advocating attorneys to do up to now? Well, you know, get your phone out and just start recording. Doesn't have to be great. Good is better than done. Get the video done. You need to add, you know, the splash screen in front and the trailer in the back. It's better if you do, but not necessarily. Just get that video content up, right? Yeah. And then we tell people, all right, now, put it on multiple platforms and hire a VA to transcribe it and create social media posts about it. And so we've told the attorney to do a whole lot more with that. Delegate as much as you can. But I kind of like the idea. It'd be great if I had a one-stop shop that could do all of that. And I get the benefit of their professionalism. So I'm not rolling my own and creating a video that looks like I rolled my own, you know. And then the peer group, I just think that is really a brilliant aspect of it, because you're going to get feedback. You're going to improve. It helps to improve your videos. If I do a podcast over and over again, hopefully the podcast gets a little better. If I do videos over and over again, hopefully they get a little better. But if I'm getting some direct feedback, hey, dude, you know, a little more eye contact, or smile a little bit, or slow down, you're going too fast. Those kinds of things I might intuitively know, or I might find along the way. But if it's part of the process, I'm getting that value added that I wouldn't get elsewhere.
And absolutely. So, and then you also learn not only substantively the information, but you spot on, Neil, that you see when other people make your mistakes. They kind of have that resting face that doesn't look all that awesome. So you kind of see that in others. You see other how they're droning and being monotonous, or using too many statistics, or too much jargon, or over-explaining a topic. So you kind of see it from others. And so not only learning that and kind of, oh, that's not what to do, you also learn what to do. Oh, wow, she began with a question. She began with a story. She didn't really introduce herself right away. And that was kind of okay, because it got me into wanting to know more. And then, okay, I get to know who she is. And so you learn other ways of presenting, and you can then experiment and create new topics and new ways of presenting in a relatively safe space, because you don't have to use the video. You know, you got another crack at it. And it kind of what happens in the room can just stay in the room if you want it to be just practice. So for those of us who are kind of nervous in the beginning, it's an easy on-ramp into posting. So it's not live, literally automatically. You can push a button and then it takes that recording and pushes it through Facebook Live to a cool technology partnership we have. But it enables our members to practice. And then you're also able to give back as well, which can be important for a lot of us to belong to a larger community and to help other people. And, you know, the more people we help, the more help you're going to get. The more you share others, the more others are going to share you. So it doesn't need to be just altruism. There is a strategic reciprocity, if you will, of there's a reason to help others. There's a reason to help other people improve, especially if they could be potential relationships for networking and business development. But then it's also being a good person and helping others is not a bad thing either.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think both platforms are brilliant. I see a role for both and an overlap of each. And I think you're, as you said, spot on with the market. You've addressed the concerns and the hesitancies and the problems that we've all experienced in these areas. I think nothing but success ahead of you, man.
Thank you.
So tell our audience, if they agree with me, how can they reach out to you? How can they find out more about Phone Blogger and Video Socials?
The easiest way, if you go to www.videosocials.net, that's Video Socials plural with an S at the end, .net. That's the easiest way to get to know what we're doing. But in the lower right corner, there will be a chat box. It's not a bot. It's not a robot. It's not automated. It goes literally to my cell phone. And I'm looking forward to the day of being deluged and overwhelmed. And maybe right after this comes out, I will be. And I'm going to have to ask one of my staffers to help me with it. But my point is, get me there because it'll come right to my phone and we'll chat right on the website. And then I always invite people to come. And likewise for you, Neil, come. Check out one of our video blogging clubs and kind of experience it from the inside out. And it may be for you. You might see how it works for your word of mouth referral marketing and kind of automate and delegate and all that stuff. You may know others. Inevitably, our members become raving fans and that's how we're growing. So I always want people to come and check it out as a guest because that's really the only way to see how this can fit into your marketing. And then we'll take it one step at a time. But the first thing is let's chat.
Well, and I will tell you that the reason I asked you to be on podcast today was as a result of a very strong recommendation from somebody who is a client of yours who's been on the podcast several times. So they recognize the value that you bring to our audience and potentially. And so it was with a really strong recommendation that I was happy to have you join us today. So Vikram, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. And I wish you the best of luck in the future. And let's stay connected and have you back on at a later date. We'll talk about all your success.
I'm thankful to be on there, Neil. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you better.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being a guest on The Law Entrepreneur. Well, there you have it, Law Entrepreneurs. Thanks for being with us today and with this episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors, as usual, Ruby Receptionists, Daylight, and Spotlight Branding. Make sure you swing on by our website at thelawentrepreneur.com or visit our Facebook page or Twitter account. You can find us anywhere by just searching on The Law Entrepreneur. Also, if you'd be kind enough, I'd love it if you could go to your podcast application and leave us a rating and a review. It helps with our visibility and it helps ensure that we're there to be found when people come looking for podcasts in the legal space. So once again, thanks for being a part of today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur.